Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 36. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 16. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52. Bright sunshine and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 50s Wednesday. Upper 40s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 17.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Good morning, I'm Keith Grant. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Several new laws go into effect on January 1st. One changes the deadline for advance ballots. Now ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Another law raises registration fees for electric vehicles to offset the losses on fuel tax revenue. And the Kansas Office of Early Childhood officially opens on Thursday, consolidating over a dozen state programs on childhood care. Kansas law enforcement now participating in their Taking Down DUI traffic campaign. From now until January 2nd, you'll notice increased patrols on Kansas roads. And with the new year just days away now, we want to remind you government offices, banks, and post offices will be closed on New Year's Day. Many retailers will stay open, but check those hours ahead of time. In Wichita, Keith Grant, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person, complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at teartheparceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. Police in Northwest Kansas issued a shelter-in-place order for portions of the city of Goodland late Sunday. According to Goodland Police, a situation occurred that required the assistance of the Kansas Highway Patrol SRT team. According to a social media report from the police, residents were asked to avoid the area around 4th and 5th Streets and Caldwell Street and to remain inside their homes, staying away from windows. Authorities said the situation contained to a single household, but requested that everyone shelter in place until the suspect was taken into custody. Police closed Caldwell Street from 3rd to 5th and shut down 4th Street between Clark and Cherry. The scene remained active early Monday morning. Police released no additional information. Over the last 3 years, an ongoing outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza has threatened poultry flocks in Kansas and across the nation, primarily spread by wild waterfowl. The fall again brought a resurgence of the virus detected in wild birds across the state, and this month several backyard poultry flocks in Kansas were confirmed with cases of the avian flu. The Kansas Department of Agriculture reminds poultry owners that the threat of exposure to susceptible birds in Kansas is high. Anyone involved with poultry production, from the small backyard chicken owner to the large commercial producer, should review their biosecurity activities to assure the health of their birds. Find guidance on biosecurity measures to protect your birds from the spread of the avian influenza on the KDA Division of Animal Health webpage at agriculture.ks.gov/avianinfluenza. This virus is primarily being transmitted by wild waterfowl, such as ducks and geese, which are migrating through this region. The best thing poultry owners can do to protect their birds is to eliminate possible exposure to wild migratory birds and their habitat. This can take many forms, including cleaning your boots, clothing after walking near ponds and lakes populated with wild birds, keeping your poultry in an enclosure which wild birds can't enter, and staying away from sick or dead wild birds. Highly pathogenic avian influenza is a highly contagious viral disease that can infect chickens, game birds, turkeys, and other birds and can cause severe illness and or sudden death in infected birds. This outbreak has seen illness and mortality in a wider scope of bird species than past outbreaks, including wild and domestic waterfowl. Attentively monitor your birds for symptoms of HPAI, which include coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and other signs of respiratory distress, lack of energy and appetite, decreased water consumption, decreased egg production and or soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, incoordination, and diarrhea. Avian influenza can also cause sudden death in birds, even if they aren't showing other symptoms. Kansas rural communities, including Plainville, Goodland, and Phillips County, are among the beneficiaries of a new round of state funding aimed at improving quality of life and supporting local economic development. State officials announced 15 communities across Kansas will share nearly $338,000 in strategic expansion and development, or SEED, grants through the Kansas Department of Commerce. When combined with local matching funds, the projects represent almost $1.1 million in total investment in rural Kansas. In Plainville, Downtown Plainville Incorporated received $25,000 to transform vacant lots into a new community gathering space known as The Yard. The project is designed to boost downtown activity and create a more vibrant space for residents and events. Goodland is also receiving support through a $25,000 grant awarded to Live Well in Sherman County. The funding will be used to build an outdoor play area for families, expanding opportunities for children and caregivers to gather and stay active. Phillips County will use its $25,000 grant to rehabilitate the county's only grocery store. Planned improvements include new flooring, sealing the metal roof, and replacing a dirt floor with concrete, helping preserve access to fresh food for local residents. All SEED grant recipients are communities with populations under 5,000 and are required to provide matching funds and complete their projects within 12 months. The grants focus on key quality of life areas such as community vibrancy, child care and senior programming, food retail, and libraries. Funding for the SEED program comes from Technology-Enabled Fiduciary Financial Institutions Development and Expansion Fund, created through bipartisan legislation to support economic growth across Kansas. State leaders say these investments are designed to help small towns strengthen their communities, support residents, and remain attractive places to live and work well into the future. In Nebraska news, a Grand Island man has died in what police are calling a freak accident in a McDonald's drive-thru Tuesday morning. Police and firefighters were called just before 10:30 a.m. to the McDonald's on 2nd Street, where they found a trapped man between his vehicle and the fast food restaurant payment window. He was taken to the CHI St. Francis emergency room in Grand Island, where he was pronounced dead. Grand Island Police Chief Dean Elliott said it was 100% a freak accident. Elliott said it appears the victim opened the vehicle door in an attempt to reach the drive-through window to make a payment. Authorities are still working to determine whether the vehicle moved forward, but the individual became pinned between the door frame and the drive-through counter. Authorities identified the man as 69-year-old Michael Dickinson. Police said he was the only person inside the vehicle. Elliott said the McDonald's employee went outside to help by going through the passenger side of the vehicle and was injured in the process. He was taken to the hospital by ambulance and expected to be okay. The Grand Island Police Department Accident Reconstruction Team is assisting with the investigation. The scene was cleared by 12:35 p.m. and the McDonald's remained open after the incident. A passenger in an armored vehicle has died following an accident in central Nebraska. It happened just before 8 a.m. Wednesday. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says a pickup was driving in the wrong lane on Highway 30 just south of Husker Highway and collided with an armored vehicle. The accident happened on a new stretch of highway immediately west of Grand Island. 65-year-old Robert Runyon of Aurora was a passenger in the armored vehicle. He died at the scene. Another passenger required treatment at a local hospital. The driver of the pickup, a different 65-year-old man from Aurora, was treated at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The sheriff's office says the investigation is ongoing, but officials don't expect alcohol to have been a factor. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on December 15th in the Commission Room. Those in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, County Attorney Abigail Horn, County Clerk Craig Renner, and Norton County Economic and Development Director Dallas Goslin, and others to present business or observe. Weekly correspondence, year-to-date expenditures, minutes, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Director Goslin reported on the need to pay an unexpected bill arising from the concrete not meeting standards on the first pour at the East Side Development Project. The additional engineering fees of $28,810 are a result of the company coming back to oversee the pour. The contract reads that the cost of engineering and inspections are the cost of economic development. Since deficiencies were found and needed to be corrected, additional engineering costs were incurred. The additional cost of the concrete to the contractor was around $200,000. Dallas asked that the county pay $10,000 and informed the commission that he had requested $10,000 from the city council. The plan to replace the additional $20,000 paid by the city and the county is to transfer the sale of proceeds of the first and second lots back to each entity to cover the additional costs. Commissioner Beidler moved that the county pay $10,000 in engineering fees on behalf of Norton Economic Development from the general fund. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. The motion carried 3-0. Dallas updated the commission on the child care center. He's received community grants and gifts for the project. Sunshine Learning Center has received a grant from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation in the amount of $350,000 and a $13,000 gift from private citizens. MidAmerica Bank purchased the $163,000 in tax credit for the daycare project. He reported that citizens are asking to be part of the construction and planning of the project with hope of lowering the overall cost of the project. Terry Nelson requested that the commissioners consider putting in a stop sign at the junction of Road H and Road E14 at the north and south stops. Terry had visited with the neighbors in the area and they agreed that the yield signs should be changed to stop signs. He also let the commission know that traffic on Road E12 was going to be increasing with the new construction project and could use additional gravel to withstand the heavy truck traffic. Road and Bridge Supervisor Ernie Sheets joined the meeting to give an update regarding his department. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin then joined the meeting so that the commissioners could report that they had amended an outbreak session at the Kansas Association of Counties and asked that Treasurer Carlin research the county's current interest rates being paid on county funds and report back to the commission. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the November 26th meeting as amended. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion and it carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of December 1 meeting as amended. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion and it carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the mid-month bills. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of the December 8th meeting as amended. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Clerk Renner asked that the commission perform an election duty of breaking the tie of write-in candidates for the last position on the Edmond City Council. The seven names of the remaining candidates, each with one vote in the election, were put in a cup. Commissioner Beidler drew, and Carl Conkey's name was picked. Clerk Renner asked the commission to make a motion to move cash into the Coroner's Fund 794 to cover the deficit from an autopsy performed in 2025 that was the county's responsibility. Commissioner Thompson moved that $1,204.19 be moved from the general fund to Fund 794. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion and it carried. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting with no further business, so Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, it should be sunny with a high near 36, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 16, calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the evening. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 52, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 22, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 59, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Wednesday evening partly cloudy with a low around 20. I'll be back with more after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Wednesday, sunny high with a high near 59, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. New Year's Day, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 50. Saturday, sunny with a high near 55. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Your weather was brought to you today by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can give Hinkle Termite and Pest Control a call at 785-202-0167 and for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Breaking news. Denise has left the building for the holidays. And while she's gone, guess what? We're turning the loan specials all the way up. Right now at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, grab our Christmas loan special with rates as low as 4.00% financing on 2015 and newer vehicles. If it's shiny, new to you, and newer than 2015, we're ready to help you roll into Christmas in style. But hurry before Denise returns and reins us back in. Stop in today and let's slay this holiday season together. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski. The Kansas State Wildcats held on late to win their final game of 2025, knocking off Louisiana Monroe 94-85. With the win, the Wildcats are now 9-4, heading into Big 12 play next weekend. K-State led for a vast majority of Sunday's game and got ahead by as many as 20 points in the second half before UL Monroe went on a run, with the Warhawks getting as close as 4 points behind the Wildcats with just over 3 minutes to play. K-State was able to rip off a 7-2 run to close the game and finish off the win. This was the seventh time already this season that K-State scored at least 90 points. P.J. Haggerty led the Wildcats in scoring with 24 points, including a 10 of 11 performance on free throws, and he also tied for the game high in rebounds with 8. He was one of 3 players who scored in double figures in the win, also including Nate Johnson with 14 points and Abdi Bashir with 11. As a team, K-State shot 47% from the floor and 29% from three-point range, while UL Monroe shot 49% from the field and 39% beyond the arc. K-State will start conference play this coming Saturday against the BYU Cougars. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dworzynski.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.